What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. So, Dustin, what else is on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to talk about isolating Russia with its 11 time zones. And Putin discusses free trade zone with Sisi as Russia's trade with Egypt surges 62%. So how's that for their isolation, Mike?
Yeah, it doesn't sound very isolated to me. And that oil price war, of course, was a big failure. The reality is that in terms of global geopolitics, Russia is pulling ahead of the United States. More and more countries are distancing themselves from the U.S. and turning toward Russia, like Turkey and Iran have done. It looks like Russia is basically going to stay in Syria and that they'll handle the reconstruction and make the money thereof. The U.S. foreign policy's kind of hit a speed bump.
Well, they got a very modest economy. It's 2%. It's 2% this year, but they have no external debt and very little internal debt. So, and their military is at a modest budget. And aren't they going to shrink it a little more? So they're actually streamlining it, getting rid of the weapons they don't need that are overblown, and then build weapons that, like missile tech, drone tech, that kind of thing, standoff weapons,
Putin shrank the military budget of Russia. But again, one of the reasons why Russia and China can build more and better weapons than the U.S., despite the U.S. spending, is that much of that Pentagon budget is going to basically support these 700 military bases around the world that the U.S. is using to, like ancient Rome, garrison the empire and make sure there are no upstarts. That's a huge, huge amount of money. We're talking anywhere from $30 to $100 million per year per base.
That can't go on indefinitely. You can't garrison them forever. You're going to have to shrink the empire, or what is going to happen is
I think the empire is going to collapse.
Yeah, I think it's in
the process of collapsing.
And Mike, real quick, if I have any time, I want to switch over to Saudi Arabia with Khashoggi and Hillary Clinton, how we kept saying, lock her up. What Khashoggi,
yes,
his father is, this is how these people are. Hillary Clinton's never going to be touched. If you look at this whole, the way it operates, it's just a spider web of, deep state connections to other deep state connections and this or that. But, the guy was knocked off, could be because of his intelligence gathering, and we weren't in there, but that this is how it operates. But this, I just find it funny, like when Trump was running, remember, all everybody was cheering, I was cheering, lock her up, but that ain't gonna happen. She might be put 6 feet under, but she ain't gonna be locked up. You know what I mean?
Well, questions are being raised about Hillary's health concerns again, but all I want is one felony conviction. Even if she's pardoned immediately or the judge says time served or whatever, one felony conviction and she's out of the 2020 presidential race.
And that's all I needed to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Little bit of an update on that Honduran migrant caravan. It is now 4,000 people, and they are approaching the Mexico-Guatemala border. And the Mexican government is apparently flooding the border with hundreds of police officers in anticipation of a standoff. Apparently, Mexico doesn't want to let them cross their territory. Donald Trump is basically issuing warnings that U.S. aid will be cut off to these countries if they don't get the migrant situation under control. But again, the way that you stop this from happening is you stop handing out free stuff. You enforce those sections of Title 8, which say it is a crime to render assistance to an illegal immigrant. If you give them a ride, you go to jail. If you give them housing, you go to jail. If you give them a job, you go to jail. That's why we have this immigration problem. They're coming up here in anticipation of getting all kinds of free stuff from all these sanctuary cities under liberal Democrat control. These illegal immigrants are being treated better than ordinary U.S. citizens who have hit on hard times. All right. Now, China, as you know, is a rising space power, and they are preparing to soft land a rover on the far side of the moon. And as part of that mission, they're putting up a relay satellite at the L2 point, the Lagrange point. So the United States is now out there saying, well, China's moon missions could threaten U.S. satellites. This is coming out of the Pentagon. You know, when we do it, it's good. When they do it, it's bad. We got to be very, very concerned about that. Basically, the Pentagon is out there saying that putting a satellite at the Lagrange 2 point could enable Chinese attack spacecraft to zoom past the moon and then sneak up on critical U.S. intelligence communication satellites in geosynchronous orbit. Well, the moon is a lot farther away than geosynchronous. Geosynchronous orbit is 28,300 miles up. So China doesn't need to go all the way out a quarter of a million miles and then sneak back. This is just more China bashing. Now, China is also talking about establishing a moon base. They want to do a manned landing on the moon about 2030, and they're going to build the lunar base using robots starting in 2025. That's really cool stuff. And I think the Pentagon's grousing about it all is perhaps the recognition that the United States is not the space power it once was when we beat the Russians to the moon and we were first and we were doing all these really wonderful things. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. China, in 2 years, is literally going to send an artificial moon into space. And I don't mean like Sputnik. We're talking about a light source. And apparently this device is designed to illuminate an area of 80 kilometers and will be 8 times stronger than the full moon. And it's designed to basically replace street lighting. And the illumination will be controlled within a few dozen meters. Unless they put it at geosynchronous orbit, I think it's going to cause more problems. You're going to have the light source is going to be moving rapidly. The shadows on the ground are going to be moving. I think they need to take a closer look at this because I think it's actually going to be a hazard for drivers because everything's going to be moving, all the shadows. But it is an ambitious project. China's really out there, and the U.S. is not. Okay, the United States military has launched what they claim is a jam-proof military communication satellite. And it was lofted into space this morning from the Florida Launch Complex on a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. And the satellite is known as the Advanced Extremely High Frequency 4 satellite. And they're claiming it's jam-resistant and nuclear-hardened to provide survivable, global, secure, protected, and jam-resistant communications. Now, I think what they mean by nuclear-hardened is EMF-proof, or EMP-proof, rather, that an electromagnetic pulse cannot take it out. But as far as being jam resistant, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Over at NASA, the proposed budget for their Planetary Defense Coordination Office has been increased to $150 million. And so a lot of people are saying, you know, does this mean there actually is an asteroid coming on in that is a threat to the Earth? Which is what this office is about, Planetary Defense Coordination Office. Those are the people who are trying to figure out what we do when the telescopes that are looking for Earth orbit crossing objects find something out there that's headed our way. What are they going to do about it? And they still haven't really worked out what they're going to do. And part of the issue is how do you grab hold of an asteroid when the asteroid itself may be just a rubble pile? So they're still trying to work on that, but they got a budget increase. Okay, getting on back to that biological male who won the World Women's Cycling Championship, one of the people who got cheated has really gone out publicly. Jennifer Wagner said it's definitely not fair that she was forced to compete against Rachel McKinnon, the male transgender cyclist in the women's event. And I'm fully in agreement. And Jennifer Wagner, she's a Houston area doctor. She took third place behind McKinnon and Dutch cyclist Caroline van Heerekuusen. So she got the bronze medal. And I'm hoping a lot more of those women cyclists are going to go public with this, because it absolutely is not fair for biological men with their male muscles to be allowed to compete in women's events just by saying, I think I'm a woman inside. It really isn't fair. And, of course, all the liberals are saying, well, we have to be fair to the transgenders. We've got to be fair. What about fair to the real biological women who are being cheated out of victory in these sports? Now, this biological male, this Rachel McKinnon, is openly advocating that men who are competing against women not be forced to have their testosterone suppressed. And that, of course, is where a lot of their physical strength is coming from. That's what testosterone does. And so if you're a parent and you've got a daughter in school who's in school sports, and every day they go on out and they practice and with each other, and then all of a sudden, when they're actually going out to compete, there's a contestant out there who is basically pretending to be a girl but is actually a boy. And, of course, they win. That isn't fair to those students. It really isn't here. Okay, story that came on out of governmentslaves.info. And they're talking about a study that came out back in 2011 where immunologist Yehuda Schoenfeld basically established the idea of autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants, or ASIA for short. And what he was basically saying is that adjuvants from vaccines are causing autoimmune diseases. And apparently, immunologists from Israel have recently confirmed what past research has suggested. Vaccine-induced disease is an increasingly common but unrecognized phenomenon. And vaccine adjuvants like aluminum are a threat to human health. And in spite of these findings, the vaccine industry and corporate media are doing everything they can to promote their safe and effective vaccine propaganda. And the question I have is, knowing that these adjuvants are a problem, why not go to different adjuvants? Maybe it's because once they admit some of the adjuvants, like aluminum or peanut oil, have been a problem, they'd be, well, no, they're immune from lawsuits, remember? Vaccine makers were indemnified from civil litigation by the Homeland Security Act. Are they just that callous about their products? You know, oh, we got a vaccine here. Let's put it on out there. Remember thimerosal, the big stink over this mercury-based preservative? And it was in the vaccine, not for any therapeutic benefit, but just to make the vaccines last longer on the shelf, less spoilage, less loss, more profits. And a lot of people were very concerned about putting any kind of a mercury compound into kids, injecting it into kids. And there was quite a bit of evidence saying that mercury definitely contributed to autism. And supposedly thimerosal was banned. Vaccine makers were allowed to use up their existing stockpiles of vaccines with thimerosal. But apparently in some vaccines, it's still now being used. The ban is not being enforced. Talk about politics and corruption here. I think I mentioned yesterday, Pinterest came on out and declared, anybody questioning vaccines is promoting self-harm. And so now people who question vaccines are now banned on Pinterest. We're going to start seeing this all over the social media. They're going to ban anybody questioning GMOs. They're going to ban anybody opposed to the wars. They're certainly going to ban anybody critical of the government of Israel. They're trying to turn the internet into just another corporate, profit-driven content delivery platform, just like the current TV networks, only with more buttons to play with. So speaking of corporate media here, article coming on out from Mint Press News about how Facebook is purging U.S.-based independent media for political disinformation. And this is talking about how Facebook removed more than 800 pages from its platform, accusing the pages of inauthentic behavior, even though the pages produced legitimate content. Now, according to Facebook, the inauthentic behavior involved using sensational political content to build an audience and drive traffic to their websites. In other words, the pages were removed for publishing and promoting controversial political content. So, Facebook's statement on the mass purge was co-authored by Facebook head of cybersecurity Nathaniel Gleacher, who is a former White House National Security Council director of cybersecurity policy. Twitter also banned many of the pages targeted for deletion by Facebook, and that suggests this is a coordinated project across all of corporate social media. Now, here is a good one. Facebook suspended the Natural News account for posting an historical quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Now, the quote reads, "Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest." And Gandhi said this in his autobiography on page 446. So this historical quote, obviously opposed to gun control, was too much for Facebook censors to bear. And they suspended the Natural News account and issued a final warning that one more violation of the community guidelines would result in the account being permanently deactivated. So apparently Facebook's community guidelines are firmly anti-gun. Facebook finally turned their page back on when a big stink was made about it. Okay, now, the people who are defending Facebook in their censorship is saying, Facebook's a private company. They can do whatever they want. It's a private company. Mind you, these are the same people who are suing bakers for refusing to bake gay wedding cakes. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the news here, we're going to take a phone call from Patricia in Florida. Aloha, Patricia. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking. Going back to the Marisol, it's probably even worse than what you said, because they used to use it in contact lens solution. And little did we know what it was, because a lot of times we put our lenses in our mouth, and I hate to think of how many times that was. But I'm thinking that a lot of these adjuvants are there, just like they put stuff in our food. I almost think it's a depopulation method, and it's not innocent as it sounds. I'm really thinking that.
Well, there are easier ways to depopulate large groups of population. We know that a lot of these vaccination programs are, in fact, clandestine sterilization campaigns. As far as the Thimerosal, I think it's far more likely to cause autism when injected, and that probably dermal exposure to it is probably a lot less severe. I think what's really on display here is this very callous attitude of, you know, if the government hasn't actually banned it, go ahead and put the chemicals into the products because it makes more money for us.
Yeah, it's an evil thing. I really think it's very evil. And when you're dealing
I agree.
I mean, just like they encouraged the drugs in the 60s, they encouraged the drug situation. An entire generation was damaged.
Well, and now we have the opioid crisis, courtesy of our pharmacies and our doctors.
Yeah, Red Cocaine is a great book about all this. And it was not a mistake. It was deliberate and financed by big pockets.
Yeah. Well, a lot of this is tied up, with government people and the Central Intelligence Agency. There was a video out a while back. It was on VHS by a gentleman named Bo Greitz. It was titled A Nation Betrayed. It was basically detailing how the opium flow coming out of Vietnam was tied up with a lot of our top politicians. And Mel Gibson did a movie called Air America in which he called attention to this fact that was a big part of why the nation was in Vietnam and stayed as long as they could, was all that opium coming on out.
Yeah, I know that's true. And I knew Bill Bo Greitz. I don't know if he's still alive, but I knew him personally.
Well, I wish that film was online somewhere, because I think people ought to look at it.
What's it called? Air America? The other one?
No, that was Mel Gibson movie. The video that Bo Greitz did was called A Nation Betrayed.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We've got another caller waiting on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial break. So I'm going to wait till after the commercial break to take this next call. So getting on back to the situation, the defenders of the censorship on Facebook are saying it's a private company, and First Amendment doesn't apply. Like I said before, these are the same people who are suing bakeries out of business for refusing to bake gay wedding cakes. But it turns out that Facebook has partnered with the Atlantic Council in determining what websites should be deplatformed, and the Atlantic Council is funded by the U.S. government. So it's not entirely private, and could be the subject of some First Amendment lawsuits. And as a matter of fact, there's a case before the Supreme Court that could set the precedent. And the case is Manhattan Community Access Corporation versus Halleck. And it centers on whether a private operator of a public access television network is considered a state actor, which can be sued for First Amendment violations. And let's see. I'm sorry, I was looking at a note from our control room technician. And no, I don't hear the hiss at this end, so I don't know where it is. Let me jiggle a knob here and see if that goes away. Okay, so we're coming up on another commercial break. I'm going to deal with the hiss. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back. I still have another minute. My mistake. Too many distractions here. Okay, so we're talking about social media. We're talking about censorship. We're talking about this Supreme Court case, which could actually declare that these public access networks can be sued for First Amendment violations. And boy, oh boy, would I like to join one of those. Getting on back to Facebook, there is now a move on by institutional investors to basically oust Zuckerberg from Facebook over his mishandling of scandals this year. Okay, now it's time for us to have a commercial break, and I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Excuse me. And we're going to go right to the phones here to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
With regard to the social media, maybe this would be a good time for all 800 people or websites that were taken off Facebook to drawing their horns as far as their personal differences and, wage a class action lawsuit and these other people who have been banned off social media as well. Jimmy Dore had a show on YouTube titled "Can Far Right and Left Work Together to Fight Corporatism?" Unfortunately, it was mislabeled. He didn't actually say much about that, but it's not a bad idea. With regard to the thimerosal, the TCI, Fine Chemical Company, catalog has warnings for each of the chemicals it offers. And for thimerosal, it says toxic, irritant, mutagen. And the Sigma Aldrich catalog has similar warnings. So, you know, is that the kind of thing you want to inject into neonates? I don't think so. Oh, by the way.
So, mutagen means cancer-causing.
Yeah. Well, if it was specifically cancer-causing, they would call it, in regard to babies, they would call it or pregnant females, they would call it a teratogen, or if it was specifically cancer-causing, they would call it a carcinogen, but mutagen is bad enough.
Yes.
That's the problem with depleted uranium. It scrambles your chromosomes. One final thing. Elizabeth Warren has not seen all the trouble that she's going to see because no doubt it was to encourage them to rebel against FDR's government, but Adolf Hitler declared that the Sioux Indians and the rest of American Indians, by extension, are Aryans. So even that 1,024th, you know, I mean, from the man himself, you know, he says they're Aryans, so she's not even 1,024th minority.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to haunt her for the rest of her career, and I think if she was seriously thinking about running in 2020, I think she just scalped herself.
Right, yeah. Well, that's all I have for you. Thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
All right, I will as long as I can. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Okay, so we're talking about over at Facebook where Business Insider is reporting that New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs, Rhode Island State Treasurer Seth Magaziner, and Pennsylvania Treasurer Joe Torsella are joining forces to put the pressure on Zuckerberg. And they hold over $1 billion investment in Facebook between them. And they have added their names to a proposal originally filed by activist investor Trillium Asset Management, demanding that Facebook appoint an independent chairman above Zuckerberg. So they're not asking for him to leave completely, but they really think they need somebody else as the public face of Facebook, because it is looking bad right now, and they are losing users and ad revenues, and now they're being hit with yet another problem, because a group of advertisers have joined forces and filed a lawsuit against Facebook, alleging that Facebook has been sort of cooking the books, and Facebook was forced to turn over 80,000 pages of internal documents that prove Facebook intentionally misled advertisers for 2 years. And it goes back to 2016. There was an investigation by the Wall Street Journal that discovered irregularities in the reported metrics regarding user engagement with videos hosted on Facebook. And this led to the discovery of many other advertising disparities, third-party investigations. And initial reports calculated that Facebook overreported the average time spent watching videos from anywhere to 60 to 80%. And the new documents now say they were overestimating it between 150% and 900%. So Facebook's actions may rise to the level of criminal fraud. So Zuck is definitely in trouble. There has already been another incident of liberal violence against conservatives. Kristen Davison is a Republican campaign manager in Nevada, and she was assaulted by Wilfred Michael Stark III, a Democratic operative funded by George Soros, and basically manhandled her, grabbed her arm, refused to let her go. He has been arrested and charged for battery, which I think is a very, very good thing. All right, getting on back to the world of computers, this one is a little spooky. A lot of people are very concerned about the devices in your home that respond to your voice, and Claire's very nervous about them. Siri and Alexa insist that they're only listening for the their name to turn on. But there was a presentation at the ACM, the Association for Computing Machinery Symposium, on user interface software and technology. and scientists demonstrated a real-time activity recognition system. In other words, sounds that you make around your home, like getting up, walking to the restroom, going out to the kitchen, making things. And it's not rising to the level of eavesdropping on what you say, but apparently the idea is to use these always-on microphones to sense what's going on in the background. Now, one commercial application for that would be to determine if people are still, in fact, sitting in front of the TV watching the advertisements, or are they fast-forwarding through them using the DVR. But it is a little spooky, and the only reason I have Siri on my watch is because the system in my car won't work without it. So, and it is very, very convenient, if a little spooky. Okay, apparently YouTube had a major outage across the globe yesterday, and users down in Australia, Mexico, Brazil, the EU were affected. The service was disrupted across the northeastern United States, as well as parts of both coasts. And the site infrastructure, the web page itself, was still loading, but the videos would not play. You would get an error message, say, please try again later. So hopefully they've got that bug fixed. Interestingly enough, U.S. voter records from 19 states are up for sale on a popular hacking forum. This was discovered by two threat intelligence firms, and they're saying this is, represents the first reference on the criminal underground of actors selling or distributing lists of 2018 voter registration data. These are researchers from Anomaly Labs and Intel 471, the two companies who spotted the ad on the forum offering this data for sale. And the two companies have reviewed a sample of the database records and determined the data to be valid with a high degree of confidence. So, who would be in the market for voter registration data for the upcoming midterms? Now, the Department of Homeland Security, who supposedly took over the voting integrity issue from the Voting Integrity Commission when Trump shut it down, is basically doing a shrug on this and saying it's no big deal, and that all of this information is already available on public, you know, voting information websites in all of these states. So they're not doing anything about it. Okay. As you know, there has been a bit of an upset at places like Google, who are now courting U.S. government contracts. And a lot of their employees are very upset about that. It's not what they want to be doing. And over at Amazon, Jeff Bezos is saying that Amazon will continue to work with the Pentagon, and that he doesn't have a problem with it. In fact, he said he was baffled at companies that have cut Pentagon ties after employee dissent. So now we know where he's coming from here. NATO has announced that their new cyber command to deter computer hackers should be fully staffed and operational by 2023 and will be able to mount its own cyber attacks. But NATO is still grappling with ground rules for how this is all supposed to work, what the cyber attackers can do, what they can't do. They're trying to impose some constraints and limits on the cyber command. Now, the other day we were talking about how Ecuador had restored Julian Assange's phone and internet and visitor privileges. Well, Ecuador made the announcement, but apparently it hasn't actually happened yet. And apparently Ecuador has given Julian Assange a list of demands. as to what he can and cannot do when his internet access and phones and visitation rights are restored. So, anyway, supposedly his communications were going to be restored on Monday. There has been no change. Apparently, the new rules also promise to potentially allow the British police to harass some of the visitors or to seize communications equipment. So Ecuador is trying to look good because they got that Freedom of the Press Award from the United Nations. But there's severe restrictions. Okay, over on Apple's App Store, there is a growing trend of apps which are downloaded for free, but they are free trials. I've seen this a lot on Windows as well. Download this free tool or whatever, and then it turns out that you can use it for a few days, but then you have to pay for it. And apparently some of these free trials in the App Store at Apple, the free trial period expires in days. So there are a lot of valid complaints about this because apparently it is not made clear on the App Store that eventually you will have to pay. Now, another trend that's out there is you'll download something at a very, very low cost, but you're constantly inundated with what are called in-app purchases. Now, those are labeled at the App Store. When you're looking at whether you want to download something, there'll be a little thing at the bottom that says in-app purchases, meaning you're going to get nagged to buy additional components or additional things. But it's a little sneaky and it's a little annoying here. Google is going to start charging European smartphone makers to use its App Store and apps in order to offset the lost revenue after the record $5 billion EU antitrust fine. And apparently Google is going to charge smartphone makers a licensing fee for using the Google Play App Store and also allow them to use rival versions of its Android mobile operating system to comply with the EU antitrust order. Okay, let's see. Yes, my video stream is still up. Maybe YouTube has shut me off. Now, as you know, a lot of people, when they're online, they like their privacy. And there, of course, it's a do not call list for phones, which everybody tends to ignore these days. and there's also a do not track privacy tool. And it started about 10 years ago, and it was going to be the do not call system for the internet. But apparently, in order for this to work, the website that you're visiting has to have been coded to recognize the signal from do not track. But apparently, only a handful of sites are respecting the request. Pinterest and Medium. The vast majority of sites just ignore it. It's basically useless. Now, Yahoo and Twitter initially said they would respect it, only to later abandon it. The most popular sites on the internet, from Google and Facebook to Pornhub and X-Hamster, never honored it in the first place. So, there we are with all of that nonsense. Now, of course, there are browsers that are going to protect your privacy from your end, like StartPage. Google now has a protected a private browser mode, and a lot of others are coming out with the same thing. But privacy in this country, for all intents and purposes, is dead. And again, that's something that was taken for granted when I was a kid, that you had a right to privacy, just in your personal life, that you had things you wanted to keep secret, not bad things, but just things you don't feel like sharing. And that's all gone. Every little detail of your life is being teased out for the targeted advertisements. And I imagine by the time the kids who are in school now become adults, they'll just be used to it. It'll just be the way the world is. And it is a bit of a loss. I think too much invasion of privacy is going to have a negative psychological impact on people. I mean, look at how teenagers react when their privacy is invaded. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And we have been talking about this polio-like illness, which has suddenly popped up here in the United States. And apparently 62 new cases have been confirmed across 22 states. When it first surfaced, it was being diagnosed as polio. And then the word went on out, no, it can't be polio. We've got polio vaccines. It's not polio. So they've given it a new name, acute flaccid myelitis. It basically inflames the spinal cord, and the result is limb weakness and paralysis. And even this article says the illness is being compared to polio, along with the West Nile viruses. But apparently there has been a jump in cases this year. I would like to see the vaccine history of all these people who've got this illness. Because we're unfortunately living in a time where vaccines are pushed as a profit-making venture. And because the vaccine makers have no incentive to really make sure their products are safe, because they're safe from lawsuits, mistakes are being made. Products are being rushed to market as fast as they can, and mistakes are being made. I mean, if you go over to the Vaccine Safety Court, you will see there have been a huge number of complaints about adverse reactions to these vaccines. And yet the CDC keeps on saying, you've got to have these vaccines, your children have to have these vaccines. The CDC owns patents on dozens of vaccines. They're making money off of this stuff, the same as the pharmaceutical industries. So, of course, they're going to be pushing the vaccine agenda. And now, of course, it's being made mandatory. You're being ordered to take a product which may be hazardous to your child's health and inject your child with it. You want to talk about dictatorship? That's it right there. Over in Japan, and we knew this was going to happen, Japan is having to basically flush Fukushima water containing radioactive material above the permitted levels into the ocean. If you go over to the Fukushima plant in Google Earth and take a look at it and use that time slider, you're going to see how over time they've just set up all these little water containers and barrels and bladders. They've run out of room. They've run out of room. That water cleaning system didn't work. The ice wall didn't work. This is the world's worst nuclear disaster, and it is still causing havoc in Japan and above the Pacific Ocean, all over the Pacific Ocean. Claire and I don't eat sushi anymore because unless we know for a fact the fish come from over in the Atlantic or the Caribbean or someplace like that, and even in the Caribbean, contaminated from the Deepwater Horizon spill. Our planet is becoming toxified. Everybody's complaining about global warming. They don't want to talk about the Fukushimas and the oil spills because they can't get money out of you for that. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to go do another radio interview. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Please share what you learned with everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.